From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with All the Little Pieces, coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of VisitLex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, VisitLex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO Creative City of Crafts and Folk Art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, associate producer and host of Red Barn Radio, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 540th live performance. Tonight we are pleased to present another night of great music with all the little pieces. Southern grunge, Kentucky proud is how they speak of their music, but tonight it's so much more, as all the little pieces present a concert performance of music from their concept album, The Legend of Lavinia Fisher. The band is fronted by 16-year-old songwriter Ryan Sinclair. Please welcome tonight's guest to the Red Barn Radio stage, all the little pieces.
When we talk about life in a small town, it tends to conjure up images of picket fences, family dinners, hospitality, and friendly neighbors. But if you ever lived in one, your mind might paint a different picture. For young James Peoples, the little town he had grown up in had begun to smother him. There was no room for his big dreams and no friends who shared his longing for something more in life. With every passing year, he only grew to feel more like an outsider in this town, the only place he'd ever called home.
Escape, broke the glass and ran away. Doesn't matter what you say to all your friends.
You are listening to All the Little Pieces, Ryan Sinclair's band. Ryan Sinclair is the lead singer, and actually her mom, Toni Karpinski, is singing harmonies. This Lavinia Fisher story, and I know we're hearing the story sort of unfold as the program goes on. Would you mind telling us sort of where it came from? What's the source of the story?
We actually found out about it at a ghost tour in Charleston, South Carolina. We were playing in Charleston, and we went on this ghost tour, and we heard the legend of Lavinia Fisher for the first time. It just really inspired me.
What was a ghost tour like?
They were just telling different stories.
And so did you have sort of a ghost chaser? Or what do you call it? Someone who...
I think just more of a storyteller.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who was just sort of recounting some of the mythology, some truth, maybe?
Right.
What about the rest of your songs? Where do they come from?
Inspirations. And I had a few songs actually written for this record before I even knew the legend of Lavinia Fisher. So they just kind of fit like puzzle pieces into this concept.
You had some tunes that just thematically kind of worked with this. And are you still in school? Are you still in high school?
I'm homeschooled.
Are you homeschooled?
Yeah.
Is it homeschooling that gives you the sort of the freedom to, do you feel, to do the writing and the traveling and performing
definitely,
and things that you want to do?
Definitely. It's very cool.
And that's been going on since you were how old?
Since I was...
First grade.
Yeah. Six.
James was ready to put his hometown in the rearview mirror. He quickly gathered a few belongings, said his farewells, and hit the road. James never placed much importance on material possessions anyway. Next to him in the passenger seat was the only thing that really mattered to him, a pocket watch that was a gift from his late grandfather. As he looked at the simple inscription on the back, Charleston, South Carolina, 1820, his journey suddenly had purpose.
Drops on the window of this car. Faded pictures of yesterday leave a little mark on my heart. This isn't where I'm staying, it's just where I'm standing. I will travel. Just a passport stamp. All these sad faces have got me feeling so alone. All these happy places have got me really missing home. This isn't where I'm staying, it's just where I'm standing. I will travel again. This isn't my final landing. No, it's just a passport stamp. Just a passport stamp. I
started writing when I was 8. So, I mean, not that far.
Was there someone who told you that you really have something to say? Someone in your life, a teacher? Was your mom your teacher?
Yeah, yeah.
Tony Karpinski.
There are days when it's hard to fit the algebra in when she's got an inspiration to write a song, and so we're doing things later at night or on the weekend, or so, yeah, we have to be flexible.
What are Ryan's strengths as a student?
She's very focused. You know, when she starts working, she, you know, if she's not in the middle of writing a song or something, she's a very focused student, and she's just really easy to deal with. She does what she needs to do so that she can get that done and do the music. So She's in a lot of trouble.
Do you all use a homeschooling network?
We have been a part of co-ops and things like that. The last year or so, we haven't as much because we've been on the road so much. Yeah, we were always a part of a co-op and that kind of thing, and that was fun. That was good. Different parents teaching different, like, usually elective courses. Like, I would teach a course, and then Ryan would go and take other classes for one afternoon a week.
What did you teach? What's your strength as a teacher?
I taught introduction to film production. So that was. Huh. We produce Balcony TV Kentucky, and we've produced some web series and stuff like that. Really, I was kind of trying to get these kids interested in taking their phone or whatever they had to just go ahead and start making movies. And
he got farther and farther away from home, but the distance didn't take away the pain he'd hoped to leave behind. He started to realize that the baggage he carried inside was much heavier than the luggage in his trunk.
See.
What was the process of putting this whole thing together?
We actually found Billy on Craigslist. That's a story. But you know,
I was at a point where I wanted to kind of branch out from where I was and play some different newer type of music, because I was playing in church, playing a lot of gospel music and stuff like that. A lot of fun stuff, but it mixed.
Billy P. Thomas.
I was ready to get out and start playing something else, so I was like, well, you know, why not try Craigslist? Hopped on the old internet for you 90s kids out there.
The World Wide Web?
The World Wide Web. Got on the AOL. Decided to hop
MySpace. On. MySpace?
Yeah, yeah. Hopped on Craigslist, you know, typed in, you know, is anybody looking for bassist, you know, bass players, anybody looking to start something? And I saw this ad that said, singer looking for backup band. And I opened it up and, you know, read a little bit about it. It said, you know, singer's looking for people to play with her while she plays her original songs. You know, she wanted to do covers too. I was like, cool, that's cool. It said, you know, she had vocal training in Nashville at the time. And I was really excited about that, so I sent him an email. And just a few minutes later, I got an email back from Tony. He said, hey, we're trying to set something up. Why don't you come out? Showed up. They opened the door and saw me towering above. And I think a cool thing to mention at the time, that when she started the band, she was just 11 years old.
Down by the railroad tracks, down by the railroad tracks, waiting for the train to pass. Down by the railroad tracks, I've turned into blood and bones. I lost my heart and I lost my soul. Now I'm walking around this town alone, and the only sound is the whistle blow. Down by the railroad tracks, down by the railroad tracks. Oh, the door bolts crumbling underneath my feet, and I try to swim, but the water's too deep. When I hear that train call, it reminds me that any longer. No, I have to face what I've become and find a way to the sun. I've turned into blood and bones. I lost my heart and I lost my soul. Down by the train to pass down by the railroad tracks.
After driving for hours in the darkness of the night, James pulled over to get some sleep. As weary as his body felt, his mind wouldn't rest. Suddenly, the hands of the pocket watch began to spin. He thought that he was dreaming when he picked up the watch, but then he started spinning with it. Everything faded to black, and he went into a deep sleep. He woke up in an eerily unfamiliar room, illuminated by candlelight. When he stood up and saw his image in the mirror, he instinctively knew that he had not only traveled in distance, but back in time. As his bleary eyes focused on a woman's portrait hanging next to the mirror, he knew exactly where he was. Since he was a boy, he heard stories of her and this inn. He was there in the 6 Mile House. The reason the pocket watch meant so much to James is that it had been handed down for 8 generations. It was originally owned by John Peoples, who brought the owners of this inn to justice for brutally murdering their guest. When he heard a knock on the door, his blood ran cold, because he knew who it was. It was Lavinia Fisher. We've been standing with John on the inside of his room, filled with dread and terror over his unfathomable predicament. But let's take a glimpse from the other side of the door.
Close your eyes and don't you cry. Have a cup of tea to help you sleep. When you take a drink, you'll start to dream. You'll be gone, gone away. You've been traveling around.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with All the Little Pieces, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with All the Little Pieces after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.